A man convicted of abducting a 3-year-old BC boy in 2011 is back in prison facing 2 charges of breaching long-term supervision orders. But, when Randall Peter Hopley appeared before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Ellen Gordon January 13, he denied the breaches. "I didn't breach it. I didn't breach it," the 57-year-old yelled over the phone from the Chilliwack courthouse. "I heard it click here, Your Honor," said Crown Prosecutor Catherine Bright. "I wonder if he hung up." Hopley is being held at Mountain Institution in Agassiz. An indictment document filed with the court January 12 details the 2 charges. The first alleges Hopley failed or refused to comply with a long-term supervision order by using a computer. The second alleges that he was in the presence of children under the age of 16. In the 2011 case, Hopley took the child and held him in a cabin for 4 days. The child was returned to his home and Hopley called police to say where the child was. That, however, came after a massive search for the boy. The Canadian press reported Hopley completed his full term until October 2018. However, in a decision released January 9, the board said a long-term supervision order was needed because he was an untreated sex offender with a high risk to re-offend. Canadian press reported the parole board said Hopley didn't appear to understand he'd done anything wrong when he lied to his case management team. "Your release in the community has been marred by suspensions and breaches and you do not appear to understand or appreciate your risk level. You deny wrongdoing, which is worrisome, and you did not provide any reasonable explanation for your behaviors," the board decision said. Hopley will return to court soon. Gordon ordered him to appear by video. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/Janeswo